ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Get ready for the Salvation Army's 8th Annual Red Kettle Cook-Off on November 1st at Real Life Church. Local chefs will be cooking up their best dishes, all to support those in need right here in our community. Tickets are just $10 and are available at the Salvation Army, Our Best Bank, KTLO, and Staff Bank, and First Community Bank. Every dollar raised helps bring hope this Christmas and beyond. Taste the season, give from the heart, and help make a difference this holiday season.
Welcome to the Mountain Home Bomber Football Experience, only on Bomber Sports Network and Classic Hits 101.7.
Brad and Tobias bring the gridiron action straight to your living room. It's raw, it's real, and it's unlike anything you've ever heard or seen before.
Touchdown, Bombers! Boom! Boom! Barrett Miller, folks, just laid that old boy out. Bomber Nation's on their feet. All the hype, all the trash talk is done. It has all culminated to this moment right here.
And Dunlap fires through the line like a missile and sacks the quarterback for 5-yard loss.
Bomber Nation, get ready. It's time for Friday Night Football. Now we send it back live to the field with the boys.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Southern Construction Pregame Show. It's a perfect fall evening here in the heart of the Ozarks, and there's excitement in the air because this isn't just any game. It's homecoming night, and what a night we have in store here in Mountain Home. The Bombers are flying high, starting 5-1, with all eyes on the prize and destiny in their hands. The alumni have come in droves, hoping to witness something special, a team that might be one of the best in Bomber history. And tonight, the mission is simple. Protect the queen and defend the field at all costs. The standing in their way is the Silent Springs Baby Kittens. And don't be fooled by the name, folks. These visitors are out to crash the party and spoil the night for the Bombers. But the Bombers are locked in, ready to write a chapter in school history. The stakes are high, the lights are bright, and the only thing left to see is who will rise to the occasion. I'm Tobias Pugsley. I'm thrilled to be joined tonight by Barkley Terry. Our buddy Brad Coleman is on the field getting ready to walk his daughter out. Barkley, it might be homecoming, but I think I'm more excited that I'm not sitting on your lap in a broom closet this week. Thank God for leg room. What a night for football.
What a night for football. I feel like I am staying at the Hilton tonight.
Right?
I mean, we are spread out. We've got the whole crew. We've got papers everywhere. This feels so comfortable.
First class accommodations, only the best from Bomber Sports.
Top shelf accommodations.
Well, we've got a great game tonight to talk about. A lot of festivities and things going on within the homecoming. Really, really pumped. But man, let's talk about this crowd. Holy cow. I was here at 3:30 bringing up some equipment. There was already people out here putting their seats out.
It's great. It's wonderful when you pull up in your car and, you know, we're here early getting set up, getting prepared, and there's already people filling the stadium. The atmosphere is electric around town, from Lake Norfolk to Bull Shoals Lake. Everybody's got a little bit of Bomber pride to buy.
You're not lying. I mean, you're seeing it, and everybody, you're seeing it talked about more in the coffee shops now. I mean, it's hard to go anywhere now. Somebody doesn't want to talk about Bomber football.
Well, when your team's 5-1 right now, you got a homecoming week. I mean, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to get excited about.
You ain't lying.
It's one of those nights where we just got to come out here and take care of our business.
That's right. So we've got the 2-4 Silent Springs Baby Kittens, as I call them. They're Panthers, I guess, is technically their mascot. And Bombers, man, off to a strong start this season. I mean, I said a minute ago, but I really do think this might be one of the best Bomber teams ever to play. I mean, top to bottom. And we'll talk more about that as we get into the pregame. But, man, I'm just – what a team.
They've handled their business. They've been road warriors in some very difficult games, going to Russellville last week, a few weeks before that, going to Fort Smith Southside, who's not a weak opponent. That Fort Smith Southside team took Shiloh to the ropes last week, if I'm right, Tobias. So they've really handled their business away from home, and now they get to come home and celebrate homecoming in front of a packed house.
They do, and a lot of times that can be an advantage, but sometimes it can be a disadvantage. A lot of distractions.
Homecoming week's full of them. And me and you were talking about it before the broadcast. You know, is this something that Airy enjoys? Does he not enjoy? I know from a player's perspective, there's all kinds of noise homecoming week. There's parades, there's pictures, there's festivities, there's appearances you got to make. And when your team's 5-1, that gets doubled. It gets doubled because everybody wants a piece of you. Did this Bomber team handle the distractions this week and come out ready to focus, ready and focused and ready to play ball?
We're going to find out a lot of things to talk about. We talked about last week. We're going to talk about the game, the matchup to come. We're going to try to cut live to the actual homecoming festivities. We think it'd be neat to be able to show that here on the Bomber Sports Network. And on the radio, you'll be able to hear them announcing the homecoming court, and then obviously want to stay with them to catch the winner. So the pregame will be just a little bit different, but we've got an awesome show in store for you, and just a lot of excitement. Like Barkley said, the home stands are almost packed. I think they got two people, maybe three. I'll see a guy in the corner. They got three people in their stands. And I don't know that there's a seat to be had here in Bomber Stadium right now. But what a night for football. It's going to be excellent. We're pretty pumped. Bands here. We're starting to see the homecoming court walk out. So we're going to go ahead and take our break just a touch early. And we're going to come back. And like I said, we're going to stream and show the homecoming festivities here live. We'll talk a little bit more about the game. As soon as that's over, as soon as the homecoming queen's announced, Brad's going to jump back in the box with us and break things down. Barkley's got stats ready. So we got a lot of good things to talk about coming up on the Southern Construction Pregame Show. If you need a roof on your home, you need to call Southern Construction today, 870-405-2359. Stick with us. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the smile you've always wanted at North Arkansas Dental Group. They're your go-to, family-friendly dental experts. Ensuring your oral health is their top priority. Open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Fridays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. They make dental care convenient for your busy schedule. Experience state-of-the-art facilities at their new location, 2338 Highway 62 West. From routine checkups to cosmetic dentistry, their skilled team is dedicated to providing personalized and comfortable care for all. Schedule your appointment today and let them brighten your smile.
Marion County, your local Arvest team is here to help you. Whether you want to open a small business or grow an existing business, we can help. We will also be by your side as you grow your farm or expand your farm equipment. I'm Katie Ratliff, and I'm here to help you turn your dream into a reality. Stop by either branch in Marion County, 802 East Main Street in Flippin, or 105 North Panther Avenue in Yellville, to see how my team can assist you.
Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Southern Construction Pregame Show. Again, if you need a roof, call Southern Construction today, 870-405-2359. Professional, quick, and highly skilled. Call them today. I tell you what, we're gonna try to cut down to Brad real quick. He is on the sidelines getting ready to line up to go out with the homecoming court. Let's see if we can catch Brad real quick.
All right, guys, here with senior right tackle Esten.
Hello.
Big Bomber, the sharp dress man. Big Bomber, the sharp dress man. Come in, over.
What's up, man? I don't know if I'm supposed to be answering my phone down here.
Man, we want to get the play-by-play. You're right there on the field. Tell us what's happening.
Hey, I've got my daughter to my side. We're about to walk her out. She's on the homecoming court. We got juniors made, senior maids. These girls look great. Hey, we got to protect the queen tonight.
I bet she loves it. Dad's giving her the play-by-play right now.
Yeah, she's rolling her eyes at me right now, but that's all right. I don't know if I'm supposed to be on here.
Man, how's the view from down there?
Dude, it's awesome. The crowd's awesome. It's a great night for football. I think we're going to come away with a dub tonight.
All right, we need her to get back up here.
All right, see you in a few.
So Brad is lined up, getting ready to walk out. Having a little fun. So we're going to cut to that, and we are going to mute this so that you can hear a little bit better. That's our good friend Dylan Conley on the mic. He'll be announcing the homecoming court here. So let's listen in.
Dr. Justin Lonan, you see the Mountain Home Education Foundation Outstanding Alumni Award. Dr. London, a 1991 graduate of Mountain Home High School, serves as Dallas College Chancellor. Dallas College serves over 130,000 students over seven campuses and more than 7,000 employees. His career began with an internship in the City of Dallas's mayor's office. Justin was hired as press secretary for the mayor of Dallas. After working with several political campaigns and working with government relations, his career eventually led him to Dallas College, where he was in the lead in the college policy matters in Austin and Washington, D.C. From this position, he was privileged to take on multiple areas of responsibilities in the college system, leading him to his current role. Dr. Lonan is very complimentary of Mountain Home School System, expressing his gratitude for the education he received, hoping that all students have the same experience.
So right now, that's Dylan. He is announcing the Education Foundation Hall of Honor.
Sandy Holland.
Great class. They had an excellent event over there at the Shed this week, Thursday night. Great class of inductees. We'll keep listening in here with Dylan.
Retiring after 38 years serving the district. Sandy says there is not a better feeling or reward than watching the face of that child learn a specific skill that you've been able to help them learn. According to Ms. Almond, when you help your children, you are helping your future. Sandy Almond. Tommy Knight. Accepted the Bob Knight Bomber Spirit Award. Tommy, a 1973 graduate from Mountain Home Public Schools, has been deeply involved in athletics and the schools as volunteer and coach for the youth. Tommy believes his volunteerism helps get kids involved and participating in team sports. The team sports get students excited about Mountain Home Schools. He believes the Mountain Home Schools volunteer system and the Mountain Home School system are really strong, with people helping out in every aspect. Helping with top flight basketball, coaching, and working with travel teams makes him feel good inside, as it's all about the kids. Tommy Knight. The Mountain Home Chamber of Commerce was honored by the Mountain Home Education Foundation as an outstanding community partner. The Chamber has long-standing collaboration with the school system to promote programs developing students' business and leadership skills. These skills will enable students to become community leaders with the hope of them staying in the area. The Chamber educates community on opportunities such as the White Coat Program and apprenticeships. According to Chamber President Danny Pugsley, it has been fun to educate, help make videos and promotional materials, and to get
That's
the information about our schools to the public. Danny Pugsley, Eric Tottie, and Rachel Young are representing the Chamber team this evening. Along with honoring former students, teachers, support staff, and community partners, the Mountain Home Education Foundation raises funds for student scholarships and teacher grants. The Mountain Home Education Foundation would like to thank the Mountain Home community for all their generous donations and support. Bomber Nation, give these inductees a round of applause.
Barkley, that was an awesome event they did Thursday night. Like I said, all these honorees were honored. And Molly, I think, announced at the event they had actually raised like $15,000 at the event. And the Education Foundation are the ones that put on the Promise Scholarship, which is an awesome opportunity for those Mountain Home students to continue their education at ASU Mountain Home. So a great, great night to honor those recipients and a great class there.
That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. Raised how much, did you say?
$15,000 and wow. More coming in. So you can look them up online just off the school's website and they'll tell you how to get to them. But we're going to cut in right now. Now we're going to start introducing the homecoming court.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Mountain Home High School Student Council and the Mountain Home High School Administration would like to welcome students and guests to the 2024 homecoming ceremony. As we begin our ceremony tonight, we would like to introduce the Mountain Home High School NJROTC Sword Arch members. Those members are Cadet Lieutenant Dylan Prinz, Cadet Lieutenant Cheyenne Dusen, Cadet Ensign Max Smith, Cadet Master Chief Lucas Poole, Cadet Lieutenant Commander Boonstra, and Cadet Lieutenant Junior Grade Samuel Sneed. Please welcome the following Mountain Home High School Homecoming 2024 royalty. Freshman Maid Marley Davis. Marley is the daughter of Amy and Jeffrey Daly. She is the president of HOSA and a member of Flight Crew, Girls Wrestling, and the Bomber Bells. Marley is escorted by her stepfather, Jeffrey Daly. Freshman maid, Marley Davis. Freshman knight, Johnny Kruger. Johnny is the son of Maria Burden. He is in basketball, track, FCLA, and Flight Crew, and attends Eastside Baptist Church. Johnny is escorted by his mother, Maria Burden. Freshman knight, Johnny Kruger. Freshman maid, Jade Taylor. Jade is the daughter of Jake Taylor and Sherry Taylor. She is a member of Select Choir, FCCLA, Flight Crew, and Theater. Jade is escorted by her mother, Sherry Taylor. Freshman maid, Jade Taylor. Freshman knight, Tristan Middleton. Tristan is the son of Chris Middleton and Ginger Wiggins. He is on the junior high football team and attends Eastside Baptist Church. Tristan is escorted by his mother, Ginger Wiggins. Freshman knight, Tristan Middleton. Sophomore maid, Ellie Miller. Ellie is the daughter of Christy Miller. She is a Bomber Bell, Lady Bomber Wrestler in Educators Rising, SEED, Youth Alive, FCA, National Honor Society, and is the sophomore class president. Ellie is escorted by her mother, Christy Miller. Sophomore maid, Ellie Miller. Sophomore knight, Hunter Coy. Hunter is the son of Randy Coy and Stacy Coy. He is a member of Bomber Yearbook, SEED, NHS, National, or Sophomore Class Vice President, FBLA, FCCLA, FCA, Track, Gate, and Future Farmers of America. Hunter is escorted by his mother, Stacy Coy. Sophomore knight, Hunter Coy. Sophomore maid, Kaylee Simmons. Kaylee is the daughter of Kendra Ram and David Simmons. She is a member of the Lady Bomber soccer team, Bomber Cheer, FFA, HOSA, and the Bomber track team. Kaylee is escorted by her mom, Kendra Rand. Sophomore maid, Kaylee Simmons. Sophomore knight, Russell Hargett. Russell is the son of Steve and Kim Hargett. He is an HHS Academy representative, a member of SEED, Art Club, National Honor Society, Educators Rising, FCA Leadership, 1014, and Youth Alive, along with a member of the Bomber football, track, and wrestling teams. Russell is escorted by his mother, Kim Hargett. Sophomore knight, Russell Hargett. Junior maid, Nikita Burnett. Nikita is the daughter of Carrie Burnett. She is involved with GATE, Soccer, Bowling, NHS, Student Council, Art Club, German Club, and BEAC. Nikita is escorted by her mother, Carrie Brunette. This is junior maid, Nikita Brunette. Junior knight, Gray Daniels. Gray is the son of Bob Daniels. He is a member of the bowling team, GATE, German Club, and BEAC. Gray is escorted by his father, Bob Daniels. Junior knight, Gray Daniels. Junior maid, Camilla Johnson. Camilla is the daughter of Amber and Cole Davis. She is a member of National Honor Society, FCA, HOSA, Art Club, Track, and Cross Country. Camilla is escorted by her father, Cole Davis. Junior maid, Camilla Johnson. Junior knight, Brantley Phillips. Brantley is the son of Tasha and Jared Forbus and Mitchell Phillips. He is a member of the varsity football team, Bomber baseball team, and FCA. Brantley is escorted by his mother, Tasha Forbus. Junior knight, Brantley Phillips. Junior maid, Lauren Rawls. Lauren is the daughter of Russ and Tennille Rawls. She is on the FCA leadership team, vice president of student council, a member of NHS, HOSA, SEED, German Club, BEAC, is an HHS officer, member of the Lady Bomber volleyball, basketball, and soccer teams. Lauren is escorted by her father, Russ Rawls. Junior maid, Lauren Rawls. Junior knight, Strat Rucker. Strat is the son of Garrett and Shannon Rucker. He is on the Bomber tennis team, is a member of NHS, Student Council, Art Club, HOSA, and is an HHS Academy representative. Stratt is escorted by his mother, Shannon Rucker. Junior Knight, Stratt Rucker. Senior maid, Hadley Baker. Hadley is the daughter of Josh and Laura Beth Baker. She's currently the FFA Vice President, a Fire Marshal, P Club Secretary, and on the FCA Leadership Team, FFA Parliamentary Procedure Team, and Livestock Show Team as well. She's also the captain of the Mountain Home High School Cheer Team and a member of FBLA, Educators Rising and Eastside Baptist Church. She plans to attend Arkansas Tech University to get her education degree. Hadley's escorted by her father, Josh Baker. Senior maid, Hadley Baker. Senior knight, Finlay Chafin. Finlay's the son of Jay and Christine Chafin. He's on the state-winning Bomber tennis team and plays Bomber baseball. He's a member of National Honor Society, the Fire Marshals, and FCA. He is a member of St. Peter's Catholic Church. He plans to attend college to get his kinesiology degree. Finlay is escorted tonight by his mother, Christine Chafin. Senior knight, Finlay Chafin. Senior maid, Hannah Baker. Hannah is the daughter of Josh and Laura Beth Baker. She is an FCA leadership team member, a founding member of the Seed Club, Key Club president, FBLA parliamentarian, FFA president, national delegate for Arkansas FFA, is the senior class president, HHS representative, fire marshal, number one double team for the Lady Bomber varsity tennis team, and a member of the Youth Drug Coalition, along with National Farm Business Management Team, NHS, the National Honor Society of High School Scholars, and is a member of Eastside Baptist Church. She plans to major in biology and then go to medical school to pursue a career in clinical pathology. Hannah is escorted by her mother, Harrison Baker. Senior maid, Hannah Baker. Senior knight, Zane Durant. Zane is the son of Darren and Lynette Durant. He is on the Bomber wrestling and Bomber soccer teams. He's the senior class vice president, a member of the Seed Club, NHS, and FBLA. He is an Eagle Scout and an intern at the food bank. After graduation, he plans to go on a two-year church mission and then attend BYU Marriott School of Business in Provo, Utah. Zane is escorted by his mother, Lynette Durack. He's his senior knight, Zane Durack. Senior maid, Whitten Coleman. Whitten is the daughter of Brad and Kara Coleman. She is a member of FCA, NHS, HHS representatives, student council, Bomber basketball, and Lady Bomber soccer. She attends Eastside Baptist Church and is involved in their Operation Christmas Child program. She plans to attend college after graduation. Whitten is escorted by her father, Brad Coleman. Senior maid, Whitten Coleman. Senior knight, Heston Ford. Heston is the son of Travis and Kara Ford. He is a Bomber varsity football player, member of Key Club, an FCA member, and an NHS member. He attends Eastside Baptist Church. Heston plans to attend college at Harding University to major in exercise science. Heston is escorted by his mother, Kara Ford. Senior knight, Heston Ford. Senior maid, Isabella Dotson. Isabella is the daughter of Jerry Dotson and Daniel Dotson. She is the number one doubles team member for the varsity Lady Bomber tennis team, a member of varsity soccer, a member of FCA. She goes to Eastside Baptist Church and is a member at the Twin Lakes Tennis Club. She plans to attend Arkansas State University at Mountain Home to obtain a degree in nursing and to hopefully pursue a career as a pediatric nurse. Isabella is escorted by her mother, Jerry Dotson. Senior maid, Isabella Dotson. Senior knight, Eli Jones. Eli is the son of Jay and Kimberly Jones. He is a member of Bomber Varsity Football, Track and Field, National Honor Society, and German Club. He is a member of the Riverside Church of Christ Youth Group. He plans to attend college after graduation. Eli is escorted by his mother, Kimberly Jones. Senior knight, Eli Jones. Senior maid, Kaylee Harper. Kaylee is the daughter of Amber Harper and Trevor Harper. She likes to go camping with her family and plans to attend college at Arkansas State University, Mountain Home. Kaylee is escorted by her stepfather, Seth Zindel. Senior maid, Kaylee Harper. Senior knight, Ryder McLean. Ryder is the son of Shauna McLean and Kurt McLean. He is a member of the National Honor Society and plays Bomber basketball and baseball. His goal is to play college basketball. Ryder is escorted by his mother, Shauna McLean. Senior knight, Ryder McLean. Senior maid, Camille Jones. Camille is the daughter of Anna and Chris Jones. She has been on the Bomber cheer team for 4 years. She is a member of FCA, a fire marshal, FFA, and Key Club. She plans to attend Arkansas State University, Mount Mahone, and major in elementary education. Camille is escorted by her father, Chris Jones. Senior maid, Camille Jones. Senior knight, Caleb Perdue. Caleb is the son of Jeremy and Crystal Perdue. He is a member of Bomber Football and National Honor Society. He plans to attend college at the University of Arkansas. Caleb is escorted by his mother, Crystal Perdue. Senior knight, Caleb Perdue. Senior maid, Lakin Moore. Lakin is the daughter of Wynn and Dana Moore. She is a member of Bomber Basketball and Track and is a member of National Honor Society and FCA. She plans to attend Harding University on a basketball scholarship and study exercise science. She is escorted by her father, Wynn Moore. Senior maid, Lakin Moore. Senior knight, Strat Smith. Strat is the son of Brent and Sammy Smith. He plays Bomber Tennis, is an NHS member, and is an HHS representative as well. He works at Twin Lakes Tennis Club and attends Eastside Baptist Church. He plans to study sports medicine at Wichita Baptist University. Strat is escorted by his mother, Sammy Smith. It's a senior night, Strat Smith. We would like to welcome back to Bomber Stadium the 2023 Homecoming Queen and King, Reagan Hawkins and Noah Lagg. At this time, we would like to announce our 2024 Homecoming Queen, Hannah Baker.
You can listen in. They just announced that Hannah Baker has won the Homecoming Queen for this year's 2024 Homecoming. And so we're going to take a quick break. You've been listening to Bomber Football Homecoming here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on the Bomber Sports Network.
Water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink. Well, a healthy, clean, clear Kinetico purified drop of water, that is. Right at your fingertips. Kinetico reverse osmosis drinking water. It is very affordable. Never haul another bottle to fill up again and never worry if the stores are out of water or waste all that plastic. Kinetico, the leader in water treatment. We are ready to serve all your water needs. 45 years as a family business to serve your family as ours. Kinetico, across from Dairy Queen, 425-4167.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where your property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They are a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 142 South College Street in Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see the full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering of the future.
At FNBC, we're more than just a bank. We're your neighbors, and we love to see our communities thrive. We proudly support local businesses and believe in reinvesting in the places we call home by providing the small business financial products and services to create efficiencies and maximize growth. We also feel strongly about giving back and showing up to lend a hand to our area nonprofits. Choose a bank that cares about the same things you do, your community. Your community and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut off hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you would do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent James Boyette will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family, no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you would do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent James Boyette in Mountain Home today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Welcome back to Homecoming Night here at Bomber Stadium. They just announced the Homecoming King and Queen. Hannah Baker and Zane Durack are your 2024 Homecoming Queen and King. Congratulations to them all. Now, Barkley, down to the important stuff. It's game time. We're getting closer to kickoff. It's going to be a great night tonight.
Tobias, I'm ready to talk some football.
Let's do it. Let's get down to business.
We did the homecoming thing. Everybody looks beautiful. Dad's all dressed up. Everybody got their stuff to the dry cleaners. It's business time now. It's football time. Let's talk some football.
All right. So last week, Bombers were in action on the road in Russellville doing something that Coach Harry had never done as coach, and that's win in Russellville as a Bomber. They went to town, burned the town down, and ruined another homecoming.
Man. He went over there. It was a stellar game by Airy. Put up a pile of points. You know, we had some guys go down and was able to come out of there with a win. And it was something that was beautiful to watch. Glad he got that monkey off his back, so to speak.
That's right. So big win there for the Bombers. But we'll talk about this a little bit more. But they did lose their starting quarterback, Brantley Phillips, in the beginning of that game. Had to make a pivot real early and switch to Barrett Miller.
Brad, welcome back.
Welcome back, buddy.
Man, I'm tired. I hadn't had to suck my gut in for so long, so I didn't look so fat in front of so many people for a long time.
Fresh press, man.
Had a Hannah Baker. Congratulations to her, sorry, and Lane Drack. That was awesome. Yeah. Awesome. But, yeah, hey, we're talking about Bombers offense. Is that what we're talking about?
We were just covering a preview and just talked a little bit about last week's game is what we're getting into and the loss of Brantley Phillips. But the big step up there by Barrett Miller. And, man, the Bombers grounded and pounded. Got it done.
Yeah, you know, Barrett's a different style quarterback. He did take some summer reps. I kind of did an investigation this summer during the week a little bit, and Barrett threw the ball a lot during practice. I think we're going to see him open it up a little bit tonight and throw the ball. You know, he's a running first quarterback, but he can sling the ball. I think they were pretty pleased with what they saw this week from his arm, and hopefully we see a little bit more of that tonight.
So now this week, we'll switch to the task at hand. Acklin's had a little bit more time to prepare with Barrett and put a little bit more of the scheme together. What do you think we're going to see tonight for this Bomber offense?
You know, I think we're going to get a lead early. And I think once we get a lead early, I think you're going to see us kind of see what we got there. I think you're going to see – I think you're going to see kind of what we got on the open side of things and open it up, and they're going to see what Barrett can do. What's he look like drop a back passing? What's he look like? Is it more of a screen style? Is it more of a, hey, we're going to take shots? Is it the quick slants? Is it the outs? Is it rollout, throwing off the run? I think they're going to try to see what Barrett can do at quarterback. But, guys, I tell you, I saw Brantley today. Didn't have a sling on. Looking good. I talked to him. He said he's feeling great. He's feeling really good. And, you know, guys, I don't know how long he's going to be out. I'll just be honest with you. I mean, I think it's one that I think we're going to look up at some point. And I was talking with Coach Acklin. He's like, what if we're 4-0? What if we, in 4 weeks, what if Barrett leads us to 4-0?
Yep.
I said, you got a good problem.
You got a great problem,
right? So, but I did see Brantley. He looked good talking with him. And, you know, I think he's good to go.
Yeah, I think Acklin, you know, X and O's guy, he'll with longer to prepare a game plan. You know, obviously there's more passing opportunities, perhaps. But Barkley, we saw a big swing in stats last week on the passing game.
100%. Yeah, looking at the stats overall in the season, once Brantley fell out, all of a sudden your pass yards per game, your completions per game, stuff like that just went by the wayside, and the stats got skewed greatly. You know, talking about production, offensively, this is a team through six games averaging 304 yards on the ground, 5.7 yards a touch, and pass yards per game is right around 122. So you can tell where the meat and potatoes is.
Yeah, I was able to catch up, guys, with senior right tackle Eston Ford and ask him a little bit about what we're talking about. Is it Brantley? Is, you know, without Brantley out, what's it look like? Let's listen to what Eston had to say.
All right, guys, here with senior right tackle Eston Ford. Eston, congrats on the win last week. Brantley did go down. Barrett stepped in at quarterback. Kind of what are some things we're looking for this week with Barrett back there behind center?
Well, as an O-line, we got to make it easier for Barrett, make sure he's got all the time and we can run any of the plays we want, running the ball and stuff.
So it seems like our identity this year has been offensive line, being the strongest team, running the ball. Is that something you foresee us continuing to do?
Yeah, we got to be able to do that all year, especially against Siloam.
All right, good luck tonight, man.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I think you hit on exactly what we've been talking about, our identity, just what your stats alluded to. 122 yards in the air, over 300 yards running, right? And so, or is that 300 total offense? But, you know, majority of that's 300 running. Yeah. So, I mean, our identity is running the ball. I don't think not having a quarterback that stands back and is a pocket passer, I don't think that changes our identity much.
No, it doesn't. And I didn't mean to cut you off there, Tobias, but Bradley was part of that running.
Yeah, he was.
He was getting – he had a 100-yard game a few weeks ago. He added a wrinkle from that standpoint that Barrett also has. Barrett can take off and get you some yards. So, I'm encouraged by the offensive line and what we're seeing.
So we're trying to get our schedule back up right now, so we are due for another break. So we'll switch things up just a little bit. We will come back. We'll talk about the defense and what they got to do to get done tonight and talk a little bit more about this game. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
It's almost game time on Classic Hits 101.7. Mountain Home Bomber Football is brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, The Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Stay tuned for the opening kickoff coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.